Founded in 1880, the former mining hub of Bisbee in southern Arizona is older than the state itself. Many of its buildings are too, and they are a vital part of the small town's historic charm. But, as KJZZ Stina Sieg tells us, they've also been a source of controversy.
I can walk Bisbee's tangle of narrow streets and stairs for hours, delighting in those old homes and businesses built basically on top of one another. I love them all. The lived-in, the fancy, and even the ramshackle and abandoned. But then again, I don't live here.
16 Clausen is in fact an eyesore. I walk by it every day on my way to work.
There was a local ghost group having seances there. There were squatters smoking cigarettes.
And it has, as I said before, no redeeming value.
That's a recent meeting of Bisbee's Design Review Board, pondering whether a long vacant home can be torn down. The new owner was all for it. So were many of the neighbors. The request was denied.
We're doing everything we can not to demolish or tear down an old house.
Bisbee Public Works Director Andy Heradic did not make the call about the house on Clausen Avenue. He's not even on the board. But Heradic understands the intense emotions that swirl around these dilapidated structures. They're about 60 or so tucked into Bisbee's tight canyon and outlying areas, the city estimates. They're fire hazards and ripe for trespassing. But
every time we lose an old building, another little chink in our armor of who we are is pulled away. So that's not what we want to do.
But what to do? So many of these homes have been going to seed for decades.
And the families have a nostalgic hold on these houses usually, and they don't have the money to fix it up, but they don't have the heart to sell it.
Building Inspector Joe Ward says now, after a long time, the city is starting to step in.
Sometimes they need a little bit of a coaxing.
The city council has put $10,000 toward that coaxing, looking up titles, sending letters, taking people to court if need be. The city could even seize the properties. But what everyone seems to want is just for people to put love into these buildings. The cycle of abandonment and rebirth is actually built into the fabric of Bisbee.
He's not too bad.
Tom Mosier drives past a young busker in a giant top hat.
What am I to make a buck, huh?
Mosier, who runs a tour company in town, says many homes were abandoned in the 60s and the 70s as the mines slowed down.
That's why they went to hell in a handbasket.
But then, Mosier says, people started to buy up those homes for cheap.
They brought some hippies along, and of course they worked for maybe a good hamburger a day and a couple of joints, and you get a lot of work out of them for nothing.
And that, Mosier says, is how Bisbee was rebuilt. And it's still being rebuilt. Now by the kids of those hippies, and by snowbirds and artists. I spoke with a man spending more than $100,000 to trick out an old convent, complete with granite countertops. Another guy is spending only $10,000 just to make livable a place with no insulation or foundation.
So you've got lots of creative people who see the possibilities in these buildings.
And that's part of why it can be so hard to get permission to demolish one. Michael McPartlin is on the design review board and voted against tearing down that home at the beginning of the story. He says that even though many of these old places are rough, they've managed to stay standing this long.
I think it's a testament to actually how durable many of these buildings are and how with a little ingenuity and thoughtfulness, they can readily be brought back to life.
McPartlin's in front of one. It's small and super plain, with plywood randomly nailed to its exterior and a thin tin roof. The words "keep out" are spray-painted on the concrete stairs that lead up to it. But McPartlin believes it can be saved. He says its new owner keeps working away on this little property that overlooks the mountains and twinkly lights of downtown.
It's a beautiful location.
It has the view, you just have to have the vision.
Yes, and he does.
McPartlin hopes others will too. Stina Sieg, KJZZ News, reporting from Bisbee.